7:45 is our time. Our current temperature at 35 degrees is time for a special edition of Community Matters, brought to you as always by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Our guest today is Courtney Murrow. She is the administrator at the Mitchell County Health Department, and she has been a little bit busier than even before. I know she was really busy before, but now even busier, her and her department, in regards to trying to track down the active cases and contact tracing and everything else here in Mitchell County. And as many people know by now listening to the news, there is an uptick in cases throughout North Central Kansas, really across the entire state and across the Midwest and across the country, to be quite honest with you. And here to talk about it, answer some of our questions to help the public learn a little bit more is Courtney Murrow. Courtney, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Well, let me just ask you where we at in regards to the latest numbers. And I know these numbers change on a dime and very quickly, but if you can just give us a decent or a good idea where we are, at least in pertains to Mitchell County, we'd appreciate it.
And so I will say before I give these numbers that, you know, they change throughout the day. So we obviously get more cases throughout the day, but on the other hand, we call people that are already our current actives, and they may come off during the day. So just kind of have people remember that these numbers do fluctuate quite a bit from day to day. So we are at 37 active and 107 total. But again, I know that we got a couple cases late yesterday evening, so even that may be on the low side. So keep in mind that those do fluctuate quite a bit during the day. And that's why we do try to aim towards later in the day, because when we do our updates, at that point, hopefully, as long as it hasn't been too crazy, we've been able to call all of our active people and see how they're feeling, see if they're able to come out of isolation and so on.
Where are we at on hospitalizations? Obviously, we're not asking you to tell us who's in the hospital, but where are we at there?
I am aware of one hospitalized.
Okay. All right.
And so that's the other thing, is I'm not always aware of those.
Sure.
But I am aware of one.
Right. And certainly one of the things that became a big deal yesterday with the school district, USD 273 in Beloit, Mr. Travis sent out a couple of statements. One, saying, hey, just kind of be prepared in case we have to go to remote learning. Not saying that they're going to remote learning, but saying, you know, be prepared in case we have to. And then shortly after that, there was another statement out because there was exposure with the staff member there at the kindergartens. And so now they are going remote learning with kindergarten. Where are we at? Because I know you work with the schools trying to figure out the best course of action as to, hey, we need to maybe quarantine, but we help you out with this part or this part of where you're having maybe an exposure. How does that process work in regards to communication with the school? And then what are some of the things you guys have been discussing right now?
Sure. So, you know, I just like to start off by saying it is, from a health department standpoint, it is most definitely not our goal just to keep kids out of our school. More than anything, we really want to keep kids in school. We know the importance. We know that it's vital for their learning, social, emotional, developmental. And that really is our goal. And before we even started the school year, we met with all of the schools in Mitchell County and put some plans in place, you know, seating charts, things like that. So if we do have an active case, we can accurately identify, you know, their direct contacts. In a situation such as kindergarten, it's much different. You know, kindergarteners are here, there, and everywhere. It's not near as easy to identify close contacts. And we knew that. We knew that realistically in those littles, it was going to be significantly more difficult.
Absolutely.
When it comes to considering like a remote learning situation or a hybrid situation, we look at a couple different metrics. And again, we agreed upon this with all of our schools in Mitchell County so we can all stay somewhat consistent in regards to numbers. You know, we're looking at our total isolation cases, so, you know, our total positive cases that are in the school system, and our total quarantines that are in the school system. And when it gets to kind of a certain percentage, and we use about the same percentage that we do for influenza, we move to remote or hybrid learning. With that being said, it's so much more than that because, as you know, it takes a lot of staff to keep a school running. And so even if we aren't to that percentage yet, if you don't have staff to be able to safely operate the school, that's another concern. And so there are so many factors that go into it. And I will say, too, it is not just the health department coming in and saying, you guys need to close. It is most definitely a conversation between us and the school, and we bring the medical officer into it as well, and so on.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point that you bring up. It's situations where you might have to shut down school, go remote learning, as you said, not necessarily because there's a gigantic outbreak or everybody has it, but that there's just enough staff that has it. As you said, you can't really move forward effectively running the school. And I know one of the issues, too, that the schools have had is that you don't have as many people from the pool to choose from in regards to subs, because you had a lot of retired teachers that used to be subs. And now, of course, they want to shy away from that, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, they're wanting to stay home more, kind of protect themselves, and you can't say you blame them by any means.
Absolutely. Courtney Murrow, our guest today, she is the administrator of Mitchell County Health Department. We had this in our news at the top of the hour earlier this morning, and that was that contact tracing in some areas is becoming more and more difficult because some people are not cooperating as much as maybe they did in the past. How is that going for you from a contact tracing standpoint in Mitchell County?
Yeah, contact tracing is just a really tricky subject. You kind of see it from all aspects. Sometimes you have a positive case that gives everybody that they've kind of seen in the time frame we're giving, and sometimes you have people who are a little more hesitant, you know, and sometimes we have people who don't necessarily identify all their contacts, and not purposely, but if you think back, okay, let's say your symptoms started 3 days ago, and then you go 48 hours prior to your symptoms starting, you're thinking back over the last 5 days, how many people, or the people that you've been around. Sometimes it's just hard to remember.
Yeah.
You know, so we do like to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and we just say, if you think of any more contacts, please let us know. And occasionally we do have contacts that call into us and say, I was exposed to so-and-so, and I feel like I might be a direct contact. So if that is the circumstance, we just really encourage that you call us, and we can talk you through it and kind of identify whether you are a close contact or not. But on the other hand, when you're getting so many cases each day, it is difficult to do contact tracing. It is difficult to keep up, and we really are doing our best. KDHE is also overwhelmed. A lot of the other surrounding counties are overwhelmed, and that's why you're seeing some more of these modified, like, quarantines to encourage people to wear masks and social distance and things like that.
Okay, so let's touch upon that. Modified quarantine, what does that mean?
So Mitchell County, I did release a press release yesterday talking about Mitchell County kind of taking a step forward with some modified quarantines, and I'm sure you've seen this in other counties. Every county is doing it a little bit different. The state has not really released a modified quarantine yet. This is us kind of doing it on our own accord, because we've looked back at all of our positive cases that we've had over the last, you know, 8 to 10 months, and thought about, okay, so our close contacts, who are really developing symptoms more regularly? It's individuals who are either household contacts or individuals that are true close contacts but are not wearing a mask. And so we talked about it with the Board of Health and with our medical officer, and we've decided that for individuals, if both the positive case and the close contact are wearing a mask, we will allow a modified type quarantine so they can continue to go to work or do an essential function such as that. But outside of that, they need to continue to quarantine at home. So that would mean they could go to work, but they can't really go to large gatherings or events or functions like that. Even with that, in the work situations or scenario, it'd be best if they worked in an area where they have kind of their own office or their own space. We're still even kind of hesitant about if they're going to go and work in like a area where there's social distancing really difficult and things like that.
Now, I want to clarify this because I want to make sure people understand what you're saying on that. Are you saying those are the close contacts that are modified quarantine? Or are we actually talking about somebody that actually would test positive that could still do that?
Only close contacts. Okay. People who test positive need to continue to isolate at home.
Okay, I thought so, but I just want to make sure.
And with that being said, it's important to note that even if we allow a contact to do a modified type quarantine, their employer holds the right to say, no, I'd prefer for you not to come into work. I'd prefer for you just to stay at home. And we will respect that.
Absolutely.
We're just giving people an option to hopefully continue to be able to work if they are identified as a close contact. But it's crucial that both individuals, the person who tested positive and the close contact, are wearing a mask correctly, above the nose, below the chin.
Okay. And now you kind of touched upon this, but maybe just have a little more clarification, because I think there is a little bit of confusion out there for a lot of people as to what constitutes a close contact. What's the criteria to be a close contact?
And it is a little confusing, because what the Kansas Department of Health and Environment identifies as a close contact and what the CDC identifies as a close contact isn't exactly the same. So we go with KDHE, and it's an individual who's within 6 feet for longer than 10 minutes. with the caveat that even if you were only 5 minutes, but you, you know, let's say the close contact, or let's say the positive case was coughing or expelling a lot of respiratory particles, even if it was less than 10 minutes, that would be a quarantine situation because you were in direct contact with respiratory particles, and, you know, it just kind of makes sense at that point.
Okay, masks, of course, have been a controversial thing, which I find somewhat crazy because this is how I feel. It doesn't mean that this is right. This is just my opinion, is that, you know, I don't know how super effective masks are, but I do believe that if people feel safer with me wearing my mask, I should wear one. I do have the freedom, for the most part, to decide whether I wear a mask or not. But if that's what I have to sacrifice, is to have a mask on for a little while, then so be it. Now, I'm in a different situation. Some people have to wear a mask all day long. I'm sure that gets tiresome. They get sick of it, or perhaps they just get used to it, whatever the case may be. I know there's not exactly, there's different things. We see it. Social media, I'm sure you've seen it as well. Lots of people throwing a whole bunch of stuff out there that supports their argument because they don't want to wear a mask. And there's a whole bunch of people throw a ton of stuff saying this is a great thing to do by wearing a mask because it supports their argument to wear a mask. What are some of the facts, or per se, what do we know about the effectiveness of masks, at least what you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's been an increase in studies over the last 10 months regarding the effectiveness of masks. And there's going to be more. I mean, I know it feels like we've been in this pandemic a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it really hasn't been that long in regards to research and studies and things like that. So definitely more will be coming out. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the two hairdressers in Missouri over the summer, I think June or July, mm-hmm. where they were both positive. Between the two of them, they had 140 clients, but both them and the clients were all wearing masks, and none of the clients showed symptoms. So two positive hairdressers, 140 clients, none of those clients ended up showing symptoms or testing positive. So there are a few studies out there showing things like that. I know that CDC is releasing more data every day, but what they're really saying is that my mask that I wear protects other people, and other people's masks protect me. So, you know, wearing a mask will protect you as well to some extent, but it really takes both individuals having a mask on to be fully effective. At least as effective as what we're hoping for it to be.
Sure, I'm with you. All right, I would imagine you communicate not only, of course, with the school districts, but you still probably communicate with many other different area and local health departments. What's the situation? I know you don't want to speak for them personally or specifically, but at the same time, this isn't not just a fight for you in Mitchell County. It's across the area, across the state. What are you hearing from some of our local health departments? And I'm sure you guys kind of talk to one another and maybe even bounce ideas off one another.
Yeah, absolutely. We bounce ideas off each other all the time. More just for like a moral support sort of situation, it's great to kind of reach out to someone who's experiencing similar things that we are. Honestly, sometimes I'm just like, okay, am I going a little crazy, or are we on the right train? You know, are we on the right path? And so sometimes it's just nice to have those people to bounce ideas off of and bounce thoughts off of. But yeah, I mean, I think across the state, health departments are being hit. Public health is being hit. Our healthcare system in general are being hit. I know a lot of people have heard about surrounding counties such as Clay County. They're really kind of struggling right now. And so what our big goal is to preserve our healthcare. You know, we know that it could get overwhelmed very quickly. We know that when other areas get overwhelmed, it affects us as well. And so we just really want to preserve our healthcare, use our resources effectively and do the things that we've been doing already.
I know there's a lot of talk with various health departments and school districts about, you know, remote learning, as we kind of led off with this. What are some of the things that you're hearing? Different ideas are being thrown out there, and we do know that some are already implementing some of these ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it just depends on the school district and the size and the staff as to what idea they have. Some people, remote learning might be, and it depends on where the exposure was at within the school. Maybe their older students go remote and their younger ones come in. Maybe they do a hybrid situation where they come a couple days, they don't come, and then another group comes the other couple days. Or they just go full remote where it's all online. You know, Hayesville, I heard, had decided that they were going to go remote starting November 18th through January 12th. And so I know that there are a couple of school districts or are a couple counties out there that are considering just going remote through the holiday season.
Yep, I've heard that as well. I know Hanover, I know their superintendent, he posted out there that they're going to wait an extra day after Thanksgiving. They're taking, I think, the Monday after Thanksgiving off so that it gives a little bit more time to, you know, after the holiday get-togethers and things like that. So, yeah.
On average, you know, you can show symptoms anywhere from 2 to 14 days after you're exposed, but on average, I would say 5 to 8 days. Really around that 7-day mark is when we're seeing a lot of our close contacts start to show positive or start to develop symptoms.
All right, Courtney, I do know if you want to mention this to people, because I mean, sometimes people, they need work, or they, you know, they want to get paid. And in some cases, maybe your job is stopped for a little while if it's COVID related, or maybe your hours are cut back. But I know you guys are looking for some help, right?
Yes, we are. We are looking for an LPN or an RN to assist with some disease investigation. The biggest thing we're just needing assistance with is on call, you know, after hours and kind of on the weekends. And so if anyone is interested or wants to learn more, please contact me and I'll kind of walk you through exactly what we're looking for. And this position is pretty flexible. It's not a hard, fast, this is what you have to do sort of situation. We're willing to work with someone if we get the right person.
Okay, 738-5175 is the number. That you prefer them to call ahead of time and try to get that information, or can they swing
please.
By? Okay,
please.
Yeah, get a hold of you.
Call
okay.
ahead of time.
That would be great. I figured so. 738-5175. And then before I let you go, where can people, I know I've been doing this, and I think a lot of people have, but maybe if they're not aware of it, you have been updating things as much as you can via Facebook. You want to let people know how they can follow this a little bit in regards to cases and all this?
Yes. Regularly, we do update our Facebook page Monday, Wednesday, Friday with the updated case counts. It's just the Mitchell County Health Department Facebook page. I did miss Monday because Monday was just kind of a busy day, so I did put it on there on Tuesday instead, but generally we do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday situation. I am aware that KDHE's case count for Mitchell County is not correct. Our numbers are the most accurate. There's just always a lag time when you're having, you know, 1 to 2,000 cases a day. The state just takes a little bit to get those into the system. So there is a lag time, and I'm fully aware. Sure.
Yeah, so go to the source is what we're saying here locally.
Exactly.
And I know some health departments doing a great job updating on social media. Others maybe are just overwhelmed to where they can't get that updated.
Yeah, you know, especially the smaller health departments, they're being hit just like everybody, and they have less staff.
Yep.
And so they just have to prioritize where their focus is. And I know that updating the public is extremely important, but, you know, when you only have one or two staff in one health department, which there are some in our state that have that, you just have to prioritize what's the highest need.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I'll let you have the final word here. Greatly appreciate your time to talk to us and inform the public. What's your final advice to people out there here on November the 12th?
I would just say, you know, wash your hands, wear your mask, social distance, you know, do all of the things that we've been talking about over the last 10 months. And also, if you feel like you need to be medically evaluated, please call ahead of time. Please call and let them know the symptoms you're having. Please do not show up without doing so. And that's really just to protect our healthcare people, you know, limit exposures as much as possible. So,
Courtney, thank you so much for the time, and we appreciate everything that you're doing to try to keep our community safe, and you, and not just you, but your staff and the health department, not just your health department, but all the health departments out there. We greatly appreciate your work.
We really appreciate everyone's patience. You know, we're working as hard and fast as we can, but as everyone knows, things take time. So
absolutely. Courtney, stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks for the update, and we'll continue to follow this as much as we can. If there's anything we can do, let us know, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Courtney Murrah, our guest today, and she is our guest on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.